After his resurrection, the Lord appeared to many of the disciples. And the Apostle Paul mentions some of these appearances in 1 Corinthians 15. He appeared to Peter, to James, and to the 12, and more than 500 brethren. And then he says, and at the end he appeared unto me, who am born out of a due time. And I think in the Arabic translations, it means like a miscarriage. Who am not faithful, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the name of Christ, the church of Christ. But he appeared to them all before his ascension. He appeared to Paul, or to Saul, after his ascension in glory, a heavenly vision. And we have seen in the beginning how Stephen saw the Lord in glory, and so did Saul. It was a heavenly vision. He says to Agrippa in chapter 26, therefore, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. He appeared to him from heaven. And as we heard, he had authority. He had great physical power and authority. And all of a sudden, someone throws him on his face. And when he says, who art thou, Lord? I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. I think he must have thought in himself, I'm just persecuting some bunch of people called Christians. They're feeble. You just throw them in prison. You can kill whatever you want. But who art thou? I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. And from then, the whole thing's changed, as we heard. He that was going about killing and persecuting, he was blind for 3 days, even without food. Maybe this is an indication he was blinded to everything in the world. The last thing he saw was the glory of the Lord, the light that shone around him. But for 3 days he could not see, he did not even eat. The world is nothing to him. And this disciple Ananias, he probably would have been one of those whom Paul would have killed. He was in Damascus, and that was the mission of Paul, to go and bring those in Damascus. He is the one that is used by the Lord to open his eyes. And he calls him Brother Saul. What a change. The whole thing, the whole scene is changed. You know, the one that was persecuting, he is now persecuted. And the whole thing in Damascus were persecuting him. And they brought him down from the wall in a basket. We read this here, and also in 2 Corinthians 11. He brought him, you know, the governor was after him. The whole thing was after him. But then he is brought down in such a humiliating condition. The one that was proud is brought down to nothing. And he knows now his nothingness. He says to the Ephesians, I am less than the least of all saints. And this is the proper condition of a disciple, of an apostle. And this beautiful vision was not the only vision that he saw. I think in chapter 26, we read what the Lord told him in verse 15. But rise and stand upon thy feet. I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and those things in which I will appear unto you. So Paul had many other visions. He had, you know, that he is the one that mentioned the mysteries that was unknown in the Old Testament, the mysteries that was revealed to the apostles of the New Testament, but the only one that wrote them in the scripture was Paul. And he by right calls himself the minister of the church. That's what the Lord gave him to do, to complete the word of God. You know, the writers of the New Testament, they took what was written and elaborated on them. But the only one that brought the mysteries that was hidden was the Apostle Paul, a chosen vessel for the Lord. And may the Lord speak to us. You know, you could be a chosen vessel. He called you. He called me. And we can see also here how the calling of God is very personal. Those that were with him, they heard a noise, but they didn't understand what was said. It was, the voice was to Saul, and you have received a special calling from God, as well as I do. Not, of course, not in this spectacular way, but it was a calling from God, with the power of God. He called us. He has chosen us from before the foundation of the world.